Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get No Shows Theater off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places people like to listen? Then I was like, how do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of those questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free, and it's ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. One of the reasons why I like Anchor is because of the call-in features. Then you can have actual discussions and dialogue with people that you favorite. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast, and you can join me along with No Shows Theater. Take care. See you soon.
You are now tuned in to Mr. No Shows Sunday Movie Review.
Six on the way to the hospital.
I take you he's a bad guy. I'm gonna make you a deal. Give me the names of all the guys who got away. I'll get you a medic.
Ain't no snitch.
Yo.
He's done, son.
We got a problem. It's a major crime.
Get to know your enemy, boys. Every big-time crew has been busted. These are the guys who took him down.
Gangbangers,
these are not.
Whoever it is, they're addicted to ice.
Anybody moves, you shoot them. You understand?
You could?
Yeah, man.
We'll do it.
Any plans?
We're trading up.
The Federal Reserve. It's like Fort Knox.
At any one time, there's anywhere between $500 and $800 billion in there. Every millimeter of it covered by cameras, sensors, and motion detector.
Stand across the street and stare at the building for 2 minutes, and you have security on your ass.
Only bank has never been robbed.
That's why we're gonna rob it.
Every time I'm in the street, I hear ya.
Do you know what this means?
It means I am a member of a gang. Only we have badges, which means you are done.
You look like the types who arrest you.
No, but that's C-Bomb.
Put you in handcuffs, drag you down to the street.
We just shoot you. Boom. You're not the bad guys. We are.
Seems like the whole city go against me.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Mr. No Shows Movie Theater. Today I wanted to bring about this awesome director and movie, Den of Thieves, directed by Christian Gudegast. Also, screenplay and story by Christian Gudegast. Today, ladies and gentlemen, this movie on opening week made approximately $15 million just in the USA alone, to gross $45 million. Now, this movie is a gritty crime saga which follows the lives of an elite unit of the LA County Sheriff's Department and the state's most successful bank robbery crew as the outlaws plan a seemingly impossible heist on the Federal Reserve Bank. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the ultimate bank robbery ever. And for somebody to try to come up with the idea to rob something like that, mind blown. I'm just curious, because when you really watch this movie, from beginning to end of the 2-hour movie, is action-packed, story loopholes. It confuses you, it brings you back, it questions you, then you question the characters. It's brilliant, y'all. It is amazing. When you have an outstanding cast, such as Gerard Butler, from, you may know him mainly from London Has Fallen, or, you know, several other movies, whatever. Pablo Schreiber, you may also know him for 13 Hours. Then you have the new up-and-coming actor, famously known by his father, O'Shea Jackson Jr., 50 Cent, also from The Walking Dead, Cooper Andrews, you know, the big Simone-looking guy. Yeah, I like him. He's got this presence on screen that's really interesting. But you can't forget, you also cannot forget Evan Jones. You know, the guy that used to play in 8 Mile, like Cheddar Bob, who shot himself. He has a face that can be portrayed as either a nice or a gangster-like style. And with that being said, you know, I want you guys to understand that this movie has an outstanding cast. The production into this movie was high, and it was beyond what I was really thinking that was going to be. But they only marketed this movie at a $30 million profit for the whole entire thing to be shot, directed, edited, and put onto the screen. And when you look at that, they made $45 million. That's a $15 million profit. That's pretty good. That's pretty good, right? When you look at the stats, they rank this movie about 7 out of 10. Me personally, when you got somebody who's directing, writing, and then screenplay writing all under one channel, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of energy to put into it. And this man himself, he's kind of similar to Quentin Tarantino in my eyes, because of what Quentin Tarantino does and what he's continued to do. Now, Christian Gudegast is said to make A Den of Thieves 2, and he will be the writer. Also, he has a new movie coming out soon, and if I'm correct, it's called Afterburn. And with Afterburn, this movie typically is about a post-apocalyptic, you know, it's about treasure hunters who search for the ancient relics on Earth. Due to that, the Earth has been destroyed by a massive solar flare. Crazy, right? So with that, currently this new movie he's working on, it's in pre-production right now. It's been updated from February 16th, 2018. And it's currently still being produced. So I'm looking forward to that. It's a comedy / sci-fi. So I'm really, really interested to see what's going on, where this is going to go. Because it looks like Gerard Butler, again, is actually the main host or the main star of the movie. And if you like Gerard Butler, guys and gals, this is the movie to watch. So just keep your eyes out for this movie coming in the near future. But as of now, Christian Gudegast, my friends. If you haven't seen Den of Thieves, by all means, please check it out. Because it's 2 hours worth watching from beginning to end. And keep your eyes on O'Shea Jackson, y'all. Keep your eyes on him. I feel like when you write a movie, you can either write it in three ways. One way, straight to the point. Two ways, mystery suspense. Three ways, dialogue that can confuse the real story. And I think this movie captures all three of those. I could be wrong, but me watching this movie twice and looking into the beginning, middle, and end, right at the beginning, I feel like it's the end. Because of the way it portrays the story, the way it carries itself over, it's amazing. You can't deny this. Yeah, and I'm boasting this movie up because I love it. So let me go ahead and do this for you, all right? The synopsis. Set in Los Angeles, California, the film opens up with an armored truck making a stop at a coffee shop. Within moments, a team of robbers led by Ray Merriam, which is Pablo Schreiber from 13 Hours, attacks and tries to break into the truck. The guards attempt to defend themselves and stand their ground, leading to the robbers to kill them. Police officers arrive on the scene to engage in shootouts with the robbers. Eventually, Merriman and his crew make off with the truck, but one of the guys killed a security guard, which is O'Shea Jackson. That part of the movie feels like the end, because when you watch that part, you don't know what's going to happen, you don't know how it's going to be done, but you sense, like, you know, just like most big robbery movies, they cut off loose ends. Does this happen? I don't know. Basically, though, you get a lot of background stories. You get a lot of in-depth character analytics. You also even see Gerard Butler go through a massive, crazy switch, becoming from a cop to a family man, to a family man who's no longer a family man. And then you get O'Shea Jackson discussing his point in the role. You get his idea behind his role, who he is as just that role. And then also you get 50 Cent's screenplay performance, which I think he has a good screen presence. And when he was on the show, I'm sorry, when he was in the movie, he was actually standing there speaking. And when he was speaking about this one scene I'm talking about in particular, his whole presence would be something that I would want to do. Now, how many of you guys have a daughter? Or if you have kids at all. If you don't, it's cool. But you kind of get that idea from when Bad Boys 2 with Martin Lawrence and Will Smith tag team against this dude named Reggie that comes to the door, right? So you see a lot of these portrayals in the movies, but I think 50 Cent did it better. I think he did it the best. Because in this movie, he does have a daughter, and the way he portrays being the father figure, it's dope. It's so awesome. Just to understand who this man is, and then see him becoming a father role, and how he protects his daughter. Oh my God, it's off the chain, yeah. But enough of me ranting. Obviously, you can hear from the tone of my voice and this lengthy-ass review. I love it. I dig it. It's something that I think everybody should watch. Even though IMDb says it's a 7 out of 10, I can't always believe what the critics on the internet tell me, because my eyes will dictate what I really see. And in this movie, I see a lot of universal truths. Love, bondage, freedoms from being incorporated, truce with homies and unhomies, the history between each one of these homies, you know what I'm saying, and the concept of being a cop that takes the law in their own hands, regardless of the badge. And you hear it first from Gerard Butler's mouth, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to quote any of the lines, but I'm going to quote myself. This movie is bomb. You got to check it out. 2 hours of your life that will start from beginning to end with straight hype. Straight curiosity of what's going to happen next. How will they pull off this biggest bank robbery heist of the century? And also, if you're a fan of foreshadowing, this movie will do that for you. For people who don't know foreshadowing, it's the capability of presenting truths that will happen later on in the movie. If not truths, but a little seed that will grow and lead to the next part of the movie. And Christian Gudegast did this. I don't know how he did it, but he made it work. I love it. But this concludes my movie review for Den of Thieves. I thank you for stopping by and enjoying this segment. Stay tuned for next Sunday under the next movie review. I will have a banger for you guys, because I do. I get movies all the time. And this ain't no bootleg version. I actually support my movies, people. I support them. Stop bootlegging. Be real. How would you feel if your work, your craft was bootlegged? Let's be real. After the incident with Napster, y'all, that started the revolution of bootleggers, from what we know. But let's stop this, man. Let's stop the madness. Let's show creative love and respect to any and everybody who's either making a movie, making a song, or making anything that will stand the test of time. This is my farewells. Thank you for stopping by to Mr. No Show's movie theater review. Stay tuned. I got some more coming. Peace, love, and stay above water. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I was a little bit wrong on the information I did read out. This movie actually made $70 million worldwide. And their initial budget was 30-something million. Not 33, 35 million, I believe. But they grossed over 70 million worldwide. I just wanted to create my segment and make this information known. I was wrong. It wasn't just a $15 million profit. It was actually three times that. So, yeah. Sorry for the inconvenience, and hopefully this information will do you justice.